The Financial Intelligence Agency, AUSTRAC, is finalising an additional 100 allegations against the Commonwealth Bank for breaches of anti-money laundering and terrorism financing laws. The latest development in the scandal engulfing the CBA comes as the bank admitted today that it broke the law on more than 53,000 occasions by not reporting suspicious transactions. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been following developments and he joins us now. Peter, what detail can you give us at this stage about these additional allegations?
Eleonora, AUSTRAC is expected to file an amended statement of claim at some point today. The agency's lawyers have been working overtime in the lead up to lodging it in the federal court. Now, I understand the new claim will outline an additional 100 counts where anti-money laundering and counter-terror financing laws were allegedly breached by the CBA. This is on top of the 53,506 reporting breaches that the CBA admitted to in its defence, which was filed late yesterday ahead of tomorrow's deadline. But I understand these 100 new charges will make specific reference to alleged transactions by money launderers and criminal gangs. So rather than being able to strike a settlement deal with AUSTRAC on an agreed penalty, AUSTRAC has upped the ante and the CBA will now be in slightly deeper damage control.
So this sounds like a serious development then for the Commonwealth Bank.
Well, this means that the CBA's efforts behind the scenes, which have been going on furiously over the last few months, have failed. Despite the admissions, the CBA remains on track for a very long legal battle. We should make the point that the CBA admits to 91 allegations regarding suspicious activity, though it is denying 83 others, so it's not an entire mea culpa. But Todd Harlan, chief executive of the advisory firm AML Solutions International, says while a settlement is off the cards, the CBA's admissions might help it with lowering a potentially massive penalty.
In any court matter, you're going to do better if you are seen to be working collaboratively with the prosecutory body. So it augurs well for your argument in front of the judiciary. So, it's a smart move to say, yes, we're happy to plead to these matters and we are cooperating as much as we possibly can.
Now, back in August, the potential maximum fine added up to be around about $966 billion, which isn't going to happen. But what are the estimates now for the potential fine that the CBA might be hit with?
First things first, you're right, that massive fine isn't going to hit. Nobody wants the CBA to fail. That doesn't do anybody any good. And, the point of this is to make sure that they are adequately punished, to, one, make sure they don't do it again, and as a message to the wider industry. And it also has to be a significant amount so it's not seen as a cost of doing business.
But when it comes to a penalty, really the only guide is the fine imposed on the gaming company Tabcorp earlier this year, $45 million, but there were far fewer offences in that case.
Yeah, exactly. We also have to look globally as well. If you look at things like HSBC and BNP Paribas who have taken multi-billion dollar fines, and the people I've spoken to about this sort of think, possibly in that $300 to $400 million sort of range. If it's $45 million to an organisation the size of CBA, it could potentially be seen as a cost of doing business.
Wow. Todd Harlan, chief executive of the advisory firm AML Solutions International, with Peter Ryan there. Now, Peter, has the CBA's share price dropped in response to the admissions and the anticipated new charges?
Well, Eleanor, much of the impact from this scandal has been baked into the CBA's share price, so it was down around a third of 1% in late morning trade, so no huge surprise. This is on a day when the overall banking sector was lower, with the exception of Westpac. But, of course, all this could change depending on the extent of any new allegations that AUSTRAC is set to release later today.
You'll still be following this. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, who won a Walkley Award for his coverage of this still developing story.